Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I hate the present day leadership, and I use my finger quotes when I say that, because leftists are not leaders. And also, they stole the election. In fact, leftists are scumbags. My apology to scumbags. But I do enjoy evaluating leftists. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You guys have heard me say many times on this program and elsewhere, if you've seen my interviews, that I would hate to walk around in the brain of a leftist, in a brain that thinks Biden is an adequate choice for a leader, in leader of the free world, leader of anything. I wouldn't depend on Joe Biden or Barack Obama, for that matter, to water my plants if I was on vacation, much less set policy for me. And I bet many of you feel the same. On this very program, daily, I prove to you something that the left doesn't want to admit. They will do everything they can to cover this up. But this is a fact. Leftism is dying. That's right. And without media, social media, and your money, leftism would be dead. Do you know how much energy has to go into selling the insane concepts and ideas of leftism? It is more than a full-time job. The reason why they have to steal billions, if not trillions, of your money is they have to pay everybody off to remain stupid. So how about we drive a stake through the heart? That weak little heart that barely pumps in leftism. Because let me tell you something. You can't have heart and support leftism. Do you sense the passion of what I do? Are you passionate when you think about the different things we talk about? Border security, for example. Global climate farce. The scamdemic of Wu Flu. Critical race theory, all these crazy things that these knuckleheads think about all the time. Let me tell you something. We have passion and we have heart. That is the only thing that keeps us in the fight because we're not spending a lot of money on it. We don't go after, and it's we're too principled. We don't go after other people's money so we can fight our battles. But the left will come after our money in a second in order to fight a battle. I was talking about social media. I'm going to give a shout out to PolitiChatter. I was obviously made president of the company. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you're visiting the site, you're seeing the changes. You're seeing a lot of marketing changes. But let me tell you, you're about to get wowed. I'm not telling you this to try to lure you over. I hope you go. But let me tell you something. Every single day, thousands of people are joining. And there is a reason. And by Friday, you're going to see it. Now, there are a lot of changes under the covers that are happening, but we are about to make some serious changes, and I'm going to make a prediction. PolitiChatter will be the fastest growing social media site in history. I already know the numbers. We're about to get a huge surge, and there's some amazing things about to happen. All the things that you look at with social media when you ask yourself, why am I going there? Well, first of all, you should be going there for news. You should be going there to commiserate with people, to bounce your ideas about things, to find out if you're, you know, test them. Test your ideas. Steel sharpens steel. Go out there. Go check it out. But all the other things. You want video? You want to be able to have native video from multiple video platforms? It'll be there. You want an app, a mobile app? It'll be there. You want private group chats for when you set up something with your team and you want to bring them all together in one spot? You got it. A lot of other stuff. A lot of social media influencers. And we're going to start doing exclusives. people, you know what? I talked to the guy yesterday, a guy that discovered the four kids that had been abandoned at the border. He was there when the kids were found. You're going to get that kind of breaking news. You're going to get all kinds of stuff. But you're going to find people that are of like mind. People that understand the nuttiness of leftism, and you will be able to join with these people and push back on stuff, and we're going to help. We have a lot of tricks up our sleeves. And if you're a social media influencer, if you want to be, then guess what? You're going to be able to broadcast live on PolitiChatter in multiple formats. As long as you have a pro membership, you'll be able to go live anywhere you want, anytime you want. And the thing, the beauty of it is, your stuff isn't going to come down. It's not going to come down. People don't have to see it. Our policy is, you're the control. You control what you think is good versus bad. That's our policy. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on. Oh, one other thing. The site is going to speed up dramatically. We have the tech that is the equivalent of the big boys, not like some of these other sites that are slow and struggling. And when I, before I took over, our site was the same way. It was pretty, but it was slow. That's gone. And it's not going to be at the mercy of Amazon or Apple or any of these other guys. And finally, as I mentioned, you can be an owner. PolitiChatter is for the people, by the people. So, you know, the things that are going to be happening to the other side, they're finally going to get some competition. Because as I said when I started, and I've been doing shows on this, leftism is dying. And it would be dead if they didn't have media, social media, and your money. So you have a choice. We've abandoned media. I'm seeing the numbers. We should be abandoning social media and more, and not using their terminology. I tweeted this. How about I chatted this? It would be even better if somebody says, well, I was PolitiChatting the other day. So we got a lot to talk about, but I want to talk about some of the things that were you, these are glaring, glaring issues that the left wants to hide. They want to make you believe that everything's good in the hood. From the economy. Let me tell you what we're not talking about. John Kerry is a traitor. He sold out Israel to in America to the Iranians. And we're not even talking about this story anymore. There's a DOJ candidate who's deleted her tweets because they're too controversial. Everybody in Biden's cabinet, his administration, are too controversial. Tons of stuff that we can talk about today, folks. We will be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got a lot to talk about today. We already have started it, talking about the lack of leadership on the left and the fact that leftism is dying, and leftists hate that. They'll do anything to keep themselves alive, unlike Bill Gates, who says, well, what are you going to do if it's $1 million to keep somebody 80 years old alive? Well, that's leftism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Leftism is Old. It's as old as the formation of the nations, the communist countries. That's how old it is. And it's dying. America is the example of how the world should work. And the leftist world hates that because they can't kill it. They can't kill that American spirit. So they're bringing leftism in, hoping that it'll stay on steroids. And where best to try it? Here, where, you know, once leftists got in charge, they started stealing your money. Because as I said earlier, leftism would be dead on the vine if it had to survive on its own. Think about it. Unions who want to be paid 100% after they retire Okay? They still want to be paid 100%, and they will do anything they can to keep that fat paycheck going. Who's going to pay for that? It's a big Ponzi scheme is what leftism is. They could play it out to the very end. Earth is going to be destroyed one day. I mean, that is science. I mean, all these people talk about, there's more earthquakes and hurricanes. Yeah, and there always will be. And Earth is going to get worse and worse and worse as the moon moves away from Earth. And the tides stop, and eventually we're not getting the magnetic spin, and the sun starts to go out and all that. And at the end of all of that, Earth is going to be destroyed. But these doomsday people are, it's going to happen tomorrow. They could probably, if you took the computer model, you could probably figure out when Earth is going to finally lose the sun's light or whatever. I don't know. But we're doomed. That's the way God intended it. God didn't even want, he doesn't want you to live forever. It's funny, when you're a kid, you think you want to live forever. And then as you get older, you go, I don't know, Lord. I figure if I could just get to 80, you know, it's the day is coming and you're kind of glad because you've had enough. You've tired out. Well, that's what leftism does to you. But I'm just telling you, it's a dying thing. And that's the only thing it would do if it was left to itself. It would just die. It cannot survive. Look at any of the cultures. China. There's nothing that survives in China without authoritative, we're going to take the money and we're going to do what we want and there's going to be this underclass. If that's your vision of the world for yourself, go live there. But the beacon is what we do here in America. Take leftism to its fullest course in any way you want, and it will die on the vine. Take anything that conservatives, pragmatics believe, and it will flourish. It's cooperative. It's communicative. It's, hey, let's all get together. And there is a greater good. But there is a thing that drives the human spirit. Joe Biden's he gave a speech where he says, Americans want to work. Well, prove it. I agree. The America that we built, those Americans want to work. But when you continue to incentivize people in the leftism and buy your way, let me put this a different way, just to make it simple. There's enough money where I will stay home. If you said to me, Kevin, you can pursue your whatever you want. You can continue being a crappy pianist. You could be a crappy singer. You could be a crappy artist, and I'll fund it. And you could gallivant in Saint-Tropez and in the coolest places and hang around on yachts. I got a number. You think, as much as I like saving the world, I got a number. I could lounge around drinking, but go to the gym, work out, be fit, be healthy. You know, get my little dance on every now and then. Maybe make a movie, another movie or something. And somebody's going to fund it and just say, go have some fun. I got a number. I got a number. Way across town is good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't want to go Ray Charles on you, but I got a number. Way across town. She's good to me. She bring me money when I'm in need. It's a takeoff if I got a woman. Okay, you get it? And you got a number. Look, I get it. We're industrious. We want to work. I want to do something. If you give me enough money, I'll go garden. I'll grow some crops. I'll piddle. That's what my grandmother used to say. Your grandfather likes to piddle. And he'd go out and work in his garden. I'll go work in my garden. Give me a stipend. I don't know what the number is, by the way. Is it $1 million? I don't think so. It's probably a little higher. But whether it's $1 million or it's $100 million, I got a number, and so do you. And the government has found this number for most people, and Joe Biden, the people, they want to work. Yeah, we all want to work, unless we don't have to. I'll go goof off and do, if you want to give me money, I'll go do something fun, maybe make the new version of the Super Soaker and make even more money. But I won't consider it work. Maybe I'll be the captain of a fishing boat that I bought with the money you gave me. And I'll go fishing all day and I'll bring some people with me and they'll pay. And I'll say, it's really funny. I don't feel like I'm working, but I'm making money. Getting that cheddar. That's not even what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the president, Donald Trump. Here's what he sent out an email. The major Michigan election fraud cases just filed a bombshell pleading claiming votes were intentionally switched from President Trump to Joe Biden. The number of votes is massive and determinative. This will prove true in numerous other states. All Republicans must unify and not let this happen. If a thief robs a jewelry store of all its diamonds, the 2020 president election, the diamonds must be returned. The fake news refuses to cover the greatest election fraud in the history of our country. They have lost all credibility, but ultimately they will have no choice. I agree. And I can't wait. And see, this is why I talk about it all the time, because you're not going to put the truth, you're not going to squelch it from me. You're not going to put it out. Nope. The truth is going to burn you. Here was another thing the president put out. After being loudly booed at the Utah Republican Party convention, Utah's Weber County censured Rhino Mitt Romney in the strongest of terms. Friend who's a perfect example, cardiologist. I talked to one of the most renowned cardiologists in the country before Melissa went in for her surgery on her heart. That's just what people do. That woman is damn near a cardiologist at this point, as much as she knows about it. That's what you do. And you're informed. And if the doctor gets upset about that, switch doctors. But she wants to make this an issue that transcends everything else. And now what is it? It's all about her. It's about her particular treatment. Of course, she speaks for all black people when she says this, right? Because we're all experiencing her thing. And of course, all you white folks, well, I don't want to break the news to you, but you're all racist, right? You know this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Colonial Pipeline is back online, and President Biden is calling that good news.
Speaking at the White House, Biden said it will take some time to get fuel to areas that are experiencing shortages. Biden with a message for motorists.
Don't panic, number one. I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days. As I said, we expect the situation to begin to improve by the weekend and into early next week, and gasoline supply is coming back online, and panic buying will only slow the process.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to 473,000 last week, the fewest in more than a year. Claims have not been this low since March of last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden has reversed course and restarted construction on a 13.4-mile stretch of the border wall in the Rio Grande Valley. The Biden administration made the reversal in response to pressure from local residents and politicians. President Biden's administration had halted all wall construction during his first month in office. Regarding the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before a Senate committee today. A fraternity at Bowling Green University is being sued.
The family of an Ohio college student who died during a fraternity hazing incident is suing that fraternity and several of its members. The family of Stone Fultz has filed a wrongful death suit against the national chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha and 10 members of the chapter at Bowling Green State University in the death of their son. Fultz died on March 20th of alcohol poisoning after a hazing ritual that saw pledges allegedly blindfolded and forced to drink an entire bottle of alcohol. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joey Demento, Joe Biden, facing major blowback on multiple fronts. I could talk for 8 hours straight on what's going on with Joey Demento, Biden. Democrats act as a tool of the Chinese. Biden can't even cover it up. And when Democrats aren't siding with the Chinese, they whisper in the ear of America's enemies, like Iran. As I said, I get up in the morning, I look at the news articles, and I say to myself, boy, the Democratic spin machine never stops. It's like the electric grid. It's got to stay on all the time. As they attempt to hide their in-your-face theft of America's treasury and your treasure, as they attempt to hide in your face their abject, upfront, obvious racism. And they want you to accept it. Accept this racism. I talked earlier about Cori Bush blatantly saying, I'm here to protect black mothers, black birthing people. She didn't say mothers, she said birthing people, and so on. It's insanity. And Joey Demento, it ain't going to get any easier for him. I'm going to talk the next hour about some more of this stuff. But is anybody surprised that the world is in shambles, that America is in shambles, that Joe Biden, who was supposed to create a million jobs, created 266,000, 734,000 jobs short. They revised his numbers in March by 146,000 jobs down. Is anybody surprised? Israel's under attack. Launching missiles against Israel. Israel says, you know what? Forget about it, Joey Demento. We'll just respond ourselves. Because he finally came out and condemned the attacks against Israel. President Trump condemned Biden's handling of foreign policy as it relates to Israel. He issued a statement. He says, under Biden, the world is getting more violent, more unstable, because Biden's weakness and lack of support for Israel is leading to new attacks on our allies. Biden's weakness. Biden is sold out. We told everybody this. I want you to imagine if you make Trump, the Trump family, the Biden family, what would they be reporting about the Trump family? Hunter Trump. What Trump said in Ukraine. Trump's connections to Russia and China. Trump's son having his computer locked up. Would we know everything that's on Hunter Trump's computer? It's easy to play these little games, isn't it? But when you do, it opens up a whole other world of possibilities. And you can see glaringly when that happens, glaringly the double standard that the left uses. Battered Biden was trending on Twitter. Now, I can't do anything on Twitter, but I can look at certain things. And battered Biden. And here's what somebody wrote in response, the comments. You send a senile dementia patient to the White House, and this is the inevitable result. That's what I've been saying. I think it's really funny that the Democrats had to put this guy in, and they now have to live their lie. They're going to live their lie, but this lie will be exposed publicly. And I want you to understand all the things they're doing to keep the genie in the bottle. They got, they're accusing Maricopa County of some shenanigans. They've already set the stage that no matter what comes out of Maricopa County, you don't need to believe it. But you know what you're doing, conservatives? You're coming over to the good side of the island. You're leaving their social media. You're leaving their media behind. You're coming over. And they can't squelch us any longer. I'm telling you right now, I can hardly wait until Zuckerberg is sucking for wind because his stock price is so low. And the same with Jack Dorsey. When you've left, and I want us to be the reason. Anyway, a weakness, incompetence, that was the overwhelming theme when you looked on Twitter under battered Biden. But here's what's funny about it. His social media overlords came to his defense, the bots and the people that are paid to go out there and spread propaganda. And here's what they said. You're going to get a kick out of this. They touted his 63% approval rating. Yeah. I guess it's the approval rating. Did they poll other dementia patients? 63% approval is what they're saying Joe Biden has. I don't know where it came from. There was no reference. Is it Rasmussen? Is it, you know, Zogby? Is it what? But here's what I will tell you. It doesn't matter where it's from. It's completely fake. And you know why I know? Because there's so many articles trying to protect him. And interestingly, you're going to find this hard to believe. There are many many periodicals. The New York Times, for example, who are saying things, giving little hints that, you know what? We're not exactly pleased with the way things are going, specifically related to Wu Flu. We'll get to it here in a bit. Biden, folks, he's under attack. Iran is building nukes under his nose. The Chinese are said to be planning to crush the dollar. I talked about the border earlier a little bit. It's in shambles. His economic report was anemic at best. How's that big still working for the Democrats? But here's the deal. They think they can buy their way out of this. They think that they can spend trillions of dollars, they can give away money, and that's going to do it. But people are watching. I don't know if you guys saw, Psaki, Biden's now outgoing press secretary, she was asked about his life schedule. And she didn't like it too much. She didn't like the idea that people are noticing Joe Biden isn't nearly as much of a workaholic as Donald Trump. Well, what they're going to notice beyond that is not only is he not as good of a, as much of a workaholic, he doesn't, what he works on, it turns to crap. That's what they're going to be fixated on. Joe Biden is working on that border issue, isn't he? Oh, by the way, for those of you who are concerned, Biden's all over that cancer issue. He's going to solve cancer right after he solves the Wu Flu thing. So, yeah, he's all over it. Joe Biden's going to fix it. Green energy, all of it. Speaking of green energy, you do know that there's these things out there right now called gas lines. Have you looked at the price of gasoline, by the way? Gone up at least a solid buck since Joey Biden, Joey Demento took over. The New York Times claimed that there had not been any long lines for gas following the cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline. But when they did that, we live in a time of social media, so people were showing pictures of people waiting in line for gas. Colonial Pipeline, I'm reading this, a vital U.S. fuel artery that was shut down by a cyber attack, said it hoped to restore most operations by the end of the week. This is what the New York Times put out on Twitter. Since the shutdown, there have been no long lines and major price hikes for gas. And then people started putting out pictures of the gas prices and pictures of the long lines. Proving yet again, folks, the media is a spin machine for Creepy Joe. So, what did I say to you the other day? I told you, conservatism is winning, leftism is losing. Here's what's interesting about conservatism. We're not doing anything to try to win. It isn't that we're beating up on leftism. That we built this big propaganda machine that says, hey, you know what? You should go to school, get your education, you should live life on the up and up, and you should play fair with one another. And once you get your education, do something that you're passionate about, go start your own company, yada, yada. Don't get married. I mean, don't have kids before you get married. You know, do your planning, save your money, blah, blah, blah. We're not selling any of that. Stay out of prison. We're not selling anything. All we're doing is living our lives. But you know what leftism does? It has to sell you. And it can't even sell it. And I gave you plenty of evidence. You want to be a cause for virtue? You want a virtue signal over terrorist groups, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, your woke critical race theory, all this other nonsense? It will backfire. It's backfired in every single thing. It's backfired in sports. It's backfired with leftist companies, Nike, and it's backfired with social media. It's backfired with Hollywood. It's backfired in the music industry. Every single thing that they're doing is being crushed. And the only thing that protects it is when they go and make a big money grab and then they go distribute it out and act like everything's good. If we could keep them away from our money, leftism would die. It would die so fast, you wouldn't even believe it was ever alive. Long gas lines that they deny. Why? Because these green energy zealots don't want to admit you got to have fossil fuels.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Liz Cheney is no more the number three for the GOP. Good riddance. This is huge news. People don't understand it. A lot of people. They're like, what's the big fight over Liz Cheney? Liz Cheney, 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 whatever. This is a former Vice President Dick Cheney's daughter. She was officially removed from her post as a House Republican Conference Chair. After months of defiant criticism over former President Trump's grip on the party. See, let me say this. Anytime you hear that Trump has a grip on the party. That's a dog whistle. Donald Trump doesn't have a grip on the party. Donald Trump has a grip on the people. The people who know that this party has done nothing positive for us. That's a major issue. The closed door vote over the number three House GOP leadership position was over in a matter of minutes by voice vote and no roll call. Liz Cheney was dethroned. Now you got to be asking yourself this. How does somebody like Liz Cheney even get to be in power in the Republican Party? You have to be completely detached from Republicans to be so vehemently against President Trump while he served. And the things that she's against him on, quite frankly, are so common sense that it makes you question, is she really a Republican at all? She goes on to say this. We cannot both embrace the big lie and embrace the Constitution. I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. This is one of those, what they call the Lincoln Project Republicans. This is a never-Trumper. This is a connection to the Bush administration that still harbors ill will because Donald Trump dare reveal to the world that Jeb Bush is a putz. He's a rhino putz. Remember when Trump said Bush had no energy, you know, and I mean, he just demolished Jeb Bush, and rightfully so, because see, the Bush family is little more than Democrats in rhino clothing. They want you to believe they're Republicans, but they aren't. They are establishment bureaucrats, and there's a difference. The establishment bureaucrat doesn't care which party it is. Why do you think Bush is such good friends with the Obamas? It doesn't care. It's the establishment. They share it. Forget black and white. You don't hear Michelle Obama and Barack Obama talking about them white folks and Bushes. They love the Bushes because they share the same culture. That culture is let America be destroyed. I used to think the Bush family were patriots. You know, father was a CIA guy. Man, let me tell you, the more entrenched and ingrained you get in the government that's of the last 50 years, you can pretty much set your watch on the notion that they're all rhinos and they're bureaucrats. They put the bureaucracy, the establishment, before any politics. And they will go with the wind. Look at Clinton. Back in the day, Bill Clinton was more of a Republican than any of the Bushes. I hate that I was so hard on Bill Clinton. One of my friends told me this years ago, and I was like, I was suspect of him. But he was looking at it pragmatically. He said, look at what Bill Clinton did. He limited welfare. You know, he got super predators off the street. He increased the number of police. This dude was a conservative. You know what? He was right. I didn't like Clinton because he was a Democrat. And, you know, he stood for, I mean, don't misunderstand me. He still stands for a lot of crap I don't really want to tolerate. But if you look at his record, he was absolutely, look at the budget under Clinton. Oh, sure, he got dragged there kicking and screaming. He reformed welfare. Name me something that you don't like about Clinton outside of Monica Lewinsky. And maybe the bombing of an aspirin factory. I mean, yeah, he worked with the lefties. He put Jesse Jackson as his ambassador to Africa, almost got Jesse killed, and a host of other things that were bad moves. But in the end, what did we get? Yeah, did he live off of Reagan prosperity? Sure he did. But he continued the policies that were smart. We had a dude who was selling Democrats on our ideas, and we didn't get it. Just think about it before you get mad at me, because I'm telling you right now, I got it wrong. I was thinking about it. Yeah, I was completely snowed, just overwhelmed with this idea that Clinton had to be bad. Anyway, let me get back to Liz Cheney. So Liz Cheney is telling you who she is. And here's what I do like about Liz Cheney. She's not splitting hairs. She's not covering it up. She's not doing like a lot of people might, like some of the people that work for Trump that he didn't spot. She's right up front. I don't want him. I don't like him. But here were the reasons she gave a while back. A former president who provoked the violent attack on Capitol Hill in an effort to steal the election. He has resumed his aggressive effort to convince Americans that the election was stolen from him. He risks inciting further violence. Now, see, this is why I can't stand Republicans like Liz Cheney. She's not a Republican, by the way, but you get what I'm saying. See, that statement there is a disqualification to be a member of our party. Because number one, no, in no way, no shape, no how did Donald Trump incite violence on January 6th on Capitol Hill. He didn't do it. And we all know with 100% certainty that the election was stolen. And I'm not going to go into Joe Biden and he's an idiot and he can't get 80 million votes or whatever he got. We all know that. But look at how hard the Democrats continue to try to convince you that, you know what, that's not even a possibility. See, if they said to me, you know, I understand you think it was stolen, Kevin, and you know, we could talk about it, but they don't even want you to talk about it. It's verboten. You mention it, you're off social media. They have run campaigns to get you not to believe it. And they've enlisted the support of rhinos like Liz Cheney and others to say, if you even think like this, you got to be crazy. And then they brought up the whole insurrection thing. And we know how we are. We know that we conservatives, whether you are a Tea Party person or at a Trump rally, you don't incite violence. It's the unwritten rule. Democrats do that. Democrats do it and blame us. We know this. So here's Cheney. Millions of Americans have been misled by the former president. They have heard only his words, but not the truth as he continues to undermine our democratic process. So what she's saying is, you're all stupid. Any ideas that you have around the January 6th event, which, by the way, has been debunked on multiple levels, whether it's Officer Sicknick and how he was killed and they blame that on Trump people. Okay, holy mother of Jussie Smollett, what else you got for me? That's their go-to. Blame them on what we do. It's been proven the people that crashed the Capitol were Democrat operatives. We know this. And here's Cheney defending them. He says, Trump is undermining our democratic process, sowing seeds of doubt. Because, see, we're too stupid to figure it out for ourselves. It's got to be Trump. That's what they did. Let me tell you, same tactic they did, right? I mean, you like it or not, to this white supremacist guy. He went on a radio show and said, you know, you need to fight back or whatever, white people. And they claimed that he was inciting insurrection. He did nothing of the sort. Now, look. I don't give a crap about this white supremacist. I don't have a dog in his fight. But I do have a dog in his fight as it pertains to the law. And they arrested this guy. I think they even they sued him out of oblivion. I think they're suing the NRA for the same, you know, similar type things. They don't apply the laws equally. They apply them to however that they decide they need to work. And Liz Cheney knows this is a lie. She knows Donald Trump isn't sowing seeds of doubt. We all had seeds of doubt. You want to know why? Because at the exact same time, six or seven states stopped an election that Trump was winning and then flipped it. Dominion, they won't let you look at the machines and all that. Look, I can smell a conspiracy. I'm so happy this woman is gone. This is a big deal. This is not Trump winning. This is the American people winning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.